very late last night. He needs all the sleep he can get.
Right.
Don't we have any quieter, sir?
Sorry, Roy boy. From now on, I'll boil the cornflakes.
I'll just make sure he's sleeping all right.
Try some of my fantastic pancakes.
Look, there goes Susie.
Hey, way to go, Rosie.
I knew making them like leather would pay off someday.
What? Huh? Who?
I just wanted to tell you, you don't have to wake up. Sleep as long as you like. And you too, Astro. He's sleeping so soundly. Hello?
Spacely here. I want to speak to George.
Oh, dear. Is it really important?
Of course not. I phone all my employees at 7 in the morning to ask how their family is.
Oh, well, Judy is just fine. Just a little sniffle. But Elroy has a tooth, which might have to be...
Just get George on the phone, will you?
George is out. He really is.
Sure, sure. Still in the sack, I bet. Well, tell him I'll be there in 5 minutes. I want him to drive me to the jet port. They better be ready.
We've got 5 minutes to get your father ready.
No.
George, hush. You'll wake the dog. 3 minutes to go. George, anyone in there? He's got to be in there somewhere.
Leave it to me, Mrs. J. My Corky's a real eye-opener.
You really think it'll do it?
It better open his eyes, or else it'll blow his ears off.
You're sure it's strong?
You can throw these rounds away only at a hazardous waste dump.
Where am I?
Home.
Another question.
Go ahead.
Who am I?
If you don't shape up, you're going to be the unemployed George Jetson.
Your boss is coming by in 2.5 minutes to pick you up.
He'll be here in 2.5 minutes?
That's right.
Okay, so 0.5 minute to get downstairs. It still gives me 2 minutes to sleep.
Help me get him to the tube. Thanks, Judy. I can handle him now.
Morning, Mrs. Jetson. You want me to walk your dog for you?
It's Mr. Jetson. He knows how to walk. At least he used to. Oh, dear. There's Mr. Spacely. It's George's boss.
Come on, dear. Mr. Spacely, I've been waiting for you.
What got into him?
Fear.
I'll be gone for 2 weeks. They're painting my garage. Thought I'd leave my new car with you so it can be looked after.
Be happy to. It is a beaut.
And it better still be a beaut when I get back.
But that fair's so far away. I don't like you driving your old car such a distance.
I know. Let us take Dad's car. If you have to go anywhere, you can use Mr. Spacely.
But I'm not sure.
Thanks, Mom. Come on, Elroy.
Yahoo!
But drive safely.
Oh, Mom.
I mean it.
Okay, you got it.
I don't even remember saying yes.
Park this in a good safe spot, will you, Henry?
Kids.
What kind of idiot parent would let any kids like that drive a car?
Mr. Jetson, they're your kids.
Just like children, always running off and leaving the mess for someone else to clean up. George, honey, I have a wonderful idea. The children just left for the fair.
I know. I saw the blur.
Why don't we go, too? All the games, the rides, the food.
The noise, the crowds, the heartburn.
We could have an old-fashioned picnic. The air, the sun, the flowers.
The ants, the bugs, the bees. Nope. Me for a nap.
Oh, honey, come on. Do it for me.
I'm taking this nap for you. I'm a much nicer person when I'm asleep.
Oh, well, I'll do some shopping and return the silverware I borrowed from Maggie Rocket. I can use Judy's jalopy. Try not to disturb Mr. Jetson.
I'll dust around him.
Morning, Henry. Where's my daughter's car?
Would you give this to Mr. Jetson?
Oh, the key to Mr. Spacely's car. Hey, I can use that. Where is it?
Right here. But you may not be used to a high-performance job like...
No problem. A car is a car. How do you slow this down?
You are far over the speed limit.
I know that. What can I do?
You are far over the speed limit.
Can't you say anything else?
Yes. Goodbye. I'm bailing out.
Guess I better take it back home. Oh, that's why it's going so fast. The cruise control. I'll turn it off.
So, you want a race, eh, sister? Well, I'll give you a little taste of turbo.
Oh, the shopping mall. Perfect. Nothing to it. Like I said, a car is a car.
Took a little nap and I'm ready to go.
Terrific.
That was a great idea of yours, sweetheart. We'll take Spacely's car and go to the fair. Yes, sir, we're gonna have a real bang-up day.
It certainly started out that way.
It'll be fun. The games, the rides, the food.
The noise, the crowds, the heartburn.
We'll have a picnic. The air, the sun, the flowers.
The ants, the bugs, the bees. Why don't you take a little nap instead? Say for a couple of weeks.
Don't rub it in. Come on. Henry Orbit has Spacely's car key.
No, I have it. I use the car to go shopping.
Now let's go. We'll just throw this in the back seat.
You can't. The back seat's full.
Full of what?
The front seat.
You don't look so good, honey. Come on. You could use some fresh air.
George, the car's not here.
Where'd you leave it?
You know, the Midway Shopping Center. I left it between the entrance and Kittyland.
But that's five blocks.
I know. I left a little on each block.
Jane, this key won't fit any car.
It fits his.
No, it couldn't be. Please, don't tell me.
I'm trying not to.
Well, if it's just a little scratch, we can take care of that. It's not as though it was a total wreck. It is a total wreck.
I'm sure it wasn't her fault.
But what do I tell Spacely? One minute his car's brand new, the next minute it's a wreck. How do I explain it?
Depreciation? Look, maybe it's not as bad as it sounds, Mr. J. Go look at it.
It's at the Far Out Fix-It Garage. We'll have to take Judy's jalopy. I loaned her our car.
You wrecked Spacely's car, and Judy's driving ours? Oh, I knew this was a day I should have stayed in bed.
AJ. First, you need your frame straightened, your jets realigned, your body,
Oh, we're not here about this car.
Oh, Mrs. Jetson. Keep bringing him in. I'll make you a partner.
My husband wants to know how bad that other car really is.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, pal. I've been in this business all my life, and I only seen one other wreck that was worse.
But you have seen one worse.
Yeah, you're driving it. Come take a look.
That is some wreck.
But it can be fixed.
Well, you're gonna need a new front end.
That's the rear end.
It is? And the front seat's, in the back? Would you believe it? There's only one part in the whole car that wasn't damaged. The steering rod. Bingo.
But it all can be repaired?
Our slogan is, we can fix anything.
Then you'll do it? Well?
I don't know. Might be easier to get a new slogan.
Please.
Well, okay. I'm just an old sore. Fix it. Yeah, she's here. It's for you, Mrs. Jetson.
Hello. Oh, no. Oh, no!
What's the matter?
Oh, no!
Come on, it can't be that bad.
It's Rosie. Mr. Spacely just called from the jet port. He decided not to take the trip.
It can't be that bad.
Rosie's supposed to call him back. He wants you to pick him up in 5 minutes in his car.
Well, Jane, it's been a nice life up to now. Except for maybe the last 30 minutes.
Now, George, relax. Be sensible.
I'm being totally sensible. I've examined the situation, and there's only one mature, reasonable thing to do. Kill myself.
It'll work out. I'll think of something for Rosie to tell him.
Like what?
I don't know, but I'll think of something. Just go away. Well, tell him, let's see. Tell him his car was stolen.
Stolen?
That's right, stolen.
Okay, stolen.
Stolen?
That's right, stolen.
Stolen? That's right, stolen. Would you describe the alleged vehicle?
All taken care of. No problem.
Hey, great. You got 2 weeks to do it, and money's no object. Whatever it takes.
I'll get right on it.
What do you mean, money's no object?
Knowing how Spacely loves his car, he's got to be totally insured.
Oh, I almost forgot. This was in the car.
Oh, good. It's silverware.
Ah, then that explains it. First time I ever found a salad fork in the ignition.
See you in 2 weeks.
Gladys, honey? Pete. Say, it looks like we'll be able to afford sending all our 3 kids through medical school after all. I'll call you later. I got a hot number here. A car. Police, that stolen car you just flashed, I got it here. Far out, fix it garage. The two crooks just left in an old jalopy. Poll license number I also got. It is, to wit, 738.
Calling Space Cycle 54, apprehend car in your area. License 738.
Roger, I'll find them.
Come on, let me in on your secret. What did you tell Spacely to get him off our back?
I just may not tell you. You never give me credit for thinking up things.
I gotta take it all back. You are a super thinker-upper. Now, what did you tell
me? You'll never guess. Then again, maybe you will.
Hey, cop! He's probably after someone else. I'll get out of his way. This car is terrible. You see all the smoke it made?
Wasn't it wonderful? Do it again.
You won't tell me what you told Spacely?
I'll consider it.
Thanks, Henry.
You're welcome, but the name's not Henry. Now, if you'll get back in the whatever and follow me to the station.
Now, what's the charge?
You have allegedly stolen an alleged vehicle.
Then you say the car was not stolen.
Of course not. We borrowed it.
From his boss.
And the car you were picked up in, that's not registered to you either.
I know, we borrowed it.
From our daughter.
Awful lot of borrowing going on, isn't there? Would you empty your purse and pockets, please?
Oh, this is ridiculous. You have absolutely no evidence we've stolen anything. You're going to look mighty silly trying to prove...
Borrowed?
Tell the warden I take a size 8 striped suit.
Why isn't Jetson here?
Probably out looking for your car, sir. And if they don't find it, I'm sure the police will.
I hope so. I gave them a complete description.
You mean you told the cops?
Of course. Phone the station. See if they've found anything.
Right. Auto theft, please. Oh, the police are wonderful, sir. About Mr. Spacey's car. Yes, I'll wait. Oh, they specialize in the impossible. What? You caught the thieves? That's impossible.
Oh, goody.
They want to make sure it wasn't borrowed, but was really stolen.
Tell them it was stolen. Unequivocally, positively, categorically, unreservedly, and indisputably.
He says maybe.
Good work. I'll get my lawyer and be right down. What? No, I'm not missing any candlesticks. I'll be going.
Ah, the Jetsons. Good thing you showed up. I'll need witnesses. Oh, this is my lawyer, Mr. Slick. Now, where are the lowlifes who stole my car?
You've just been talking to them.
I tried to tell them you loaned me the car.
But they thought you were a crook.
Then, there's no case?
If you'll just sign this release.
Okay, where is the car?
At the garage. Right here.
At a garage?
Here, on the dotted line.
It's the garage. He wants to know if we found the owner. Something about a bill.
A dollar and a half, and he's worried?
Just a quick signature.
Spacely here. Yes, I'll pay the bill. I want you to bring the car here right away. All of it? Of course I want all of it. Dumb mechanic.
Let's sue him for stupidity.
If you want me to deliver it, it'll take time. I got a first find about 40 boxes.
What do you need 40 boxes for?
I'll write you from Saturn.
The back seat is where? 3 trips? A salad fork in the what? What? Jetson!
Where did he go?
Any vacancies? I need to get away from things for a couple of years.
Jetson!
Yeah, number 7 goes tonight.
Didn't I hear that in some old movie?
All right, I know. I'm fired.
No, you're not.
I'm not?
You're not getting off that easy. Before I sign your release, you're going to sign a work contract for me.
A work contract?
Put this in legal language. Okay, you will work for me at half pay, no vacations, unpaid overtime, and no corner office.
Ne pluribus unum, supertort battery, and no low contendere, nunc postquam, etc., and up the creco.
You will bring me coffee, shine my shoes, and light my cigars.
And whereas, notwithstanding in default of lien, and said subsequent arrears to party of the somewhat part hereunto may request it.
Plus, anything else I can think of.
Habeas corpuscles and semper super facto.
That's asking too much.
Up to you. Sign it or go to jail.
Yes, and it won't be one of those country club jails full of politicians either.
Okay, I'll sign.
Right here, and here, and here, and over there. Initial here, sign here, and here, and there.
I'm really doing you a favor, teaching you responsibility. Now hop over to the office and get started. What's all this?
Your bill.
I am so sorry, George.
Yeah, it really hasn't been our day. Oh, the master calls.
What the worst part of all this is?
Well, outside of getting half pay, no vacation, working nights, waiting on Spacely hand and foot.
The worst part is that after constantly telling Judy to drive carefully, I go and have an accident.
That's the worst part?
Ridiculous. Get out of here.
Hey, I thought you'd want to know your brakes weren't working.
Then the accident wasn't my fault?
That's right.
You really ought to sue this bum.
Sue? Did someone say sue? Oh, that's the magic word.
Hey, you're my lawyer.
I won't need a lawyer.
Everyone needs a lawyer. What do you think we have laws for?
I'll just have him sign one of these for me.
But that would mean I'd be waiting on you.
Sorry, old chap, but those are the brakes. Another cup, my dear? Try to be more pleasant, Spacely. I'm really doing you a favor, teaching you responsibility.
Know what I like best about all this?
Well, the corner office, my pay raise, the long vacations.
My clear conscience.
Huh?
Now I can nag Judy all I want about her driving safely.